Good morning, I'm Valerie and I'm here in Near FM. I'm joined this morning by Sinead from San Calpa. Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning, Valerie. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. So Sinead, we'll just get straight into it now this morning. So you're a team leader in San Calpa. Would you like to share with us this morning how you got into that role and a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, so I've been working in San Calpa for the last 9 months, nearly 10, more recently as a team leader. So I would have started out my career working in homeless services, so working in low threshold services in the city centre, but more recently have really broken into working in my own community. I'm from the community of Finglas and Cabra, so I'm really proud to get to do the work I do in my own community. So my role at the moment is overseeing the client services in San Calpa, so, you know, making sure that the participants are getting the support they need and access to the treatment that they require in the community, and, you know, specific to what their needs are, you know, for their the stage that they're at. So I'm really lucky to get to do what I do in San Calpa.
So tell us a little bit about the transition from homeless services into recovery services.
Yeah, it's a huge transition. When you're working in homeless services, you know, it might feel like you're firefighting. Usually when you're in work, it's quite crisis intervention work and emergency response stuff. But when you move to community addiction services, you get to see a lot of recovery. You get to see recovery in action. That's what I always tell people. And it's really special getting to do that somewhere where you live as well. Yeah. Because when you bump into people in Tesco at the weekends or at the park, and, you know, they've access a service that's recovery in your community, and there's nothing like it, you know. Regardless of what stage someone is at in their recovery, if you get to, you know, play a part in making someone's life a little bit easier or a little bit happier, that's huge for me as a person, especially as someone who is living in the community and rearing kids in the community. It's really important that I get to experience that and play a role in that.
That's brilliant, Sinead. So yeah, we'll just wrap it up there now, and thanks for coming into the studios to us this morning, and hopefully anybody out there that needs the services, come in and have a chat with Sinead, because she's amazing. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to San Calpa Radio. My name is Dean McCown. I'm speaking to Cormac this morning. Cormac, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Cormac. And I come from a background of addiction. I was in addiction for a couple of years. It destroyed relationships and that in the family. And I'd no last resort, so I grew into the services. You know what I mean? The community that I'm in, there was a lot of drugs in it, and I've lost jobs over addiction and drug use. And I was linked in with some services. I chose a service in Finglas called San Calpa. And I just got very comfortable in it. The support was great. I settled in very well. There was three different group stages. You have access group, you have turning point, and now I'm in drug free. I was in treatment, only for St. Calpa got me the referrals into treatment. I was in the two groups at the start for roughly around 2 months. So it was quick enough for me. Obviously I had to do a lot of work, but the support I got going through the groups was great, I'm in the drug free now. I'm back in San Calpa, so I'll be there now for up to 9 to 12 months now. Hopefully go back to college and work my back way into working that.
So what's the experience been like for you coming back out of treatment and going back into the community, knowing that you have St. Calpet there, to be able to go to every day?
Yeah, it's just great. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think I'd have been able to do it without St. Calpet because, you know what I mean? I've tried all other different routes, and I just, like that, I just wanted to go back to St. Calpet. I was settled in. Staff are great. I'm just changed, like, you know what I mean? I see a whole different perspective of things now, like, you know what I mean? I want to give back. You know what I mean? I just want to help others.
Thanks for that comment. I appreciate that.
I'm on St. Calpet Radio here. I'm joined by Gary. Tell me a bit about your background, Gary.
We grew up, my name's Gary, I was born and raised in Finglas in Dublin. Lived there my whole life. From an early young age, I would have spent, from an early age, I was got involved in crime. I also became heavily involved in drug addiction. I spent over a couple of decades involved in addiction, in active addiction. That would have led me then into many times in and out of prisons. Over a couple of decades, I've been in and out of prison. I spent multiple times in and out of treatment centres as well. So I'd be in and out of treatment centres, in and out of prisons, just trying and trying to get my life together. But I'd always end up back in prison or back in another treatment centre again. I just couldn't really find a way out for a long, long time.
How did you come to work in St. Calpet?
My journey into St. Calpet as a support worker at the moment, I came through there as a client. I would have came through St. Calpet services in Finglas. I came there literally broken. Couldn't get one day clean off drugs. I actually only went there looking for a letter for court, to be honest with you. They took me in there. I went through the whole turning point, which is the stabilisation programme. I then went through the drug free. A lot of times I just wanted to go up and leave. I didn't want to be there sometimes, but instead they've great staff there. They helped me loads. They went through, done a lot of things with me they probably didn't have to do, and they stuck with me. When I didn't believe in myself and I didn't have faith in me, they did. The manager there, Mick, he always said to me, go get your life together and come back and work here. So I did. When I got clean, I went off into treatment. I came to a turning point, the drug free, went off into treatment, and I did eventually get myself a bit of time, came back drug free, and they took me on there as a support worker.
Why did you pick St. Calpet then?
St. Calpet because back in, talking 17 years ago now, there was St. Calpet, that same building which was the services, was a day programme, but it was called a different name. It was called Millennium Caravan at the time. So that was the first day programme I ever went to when I was a little bit broken at the time. So move forward 15, 16 years, the same situation, life completely unmanageable, living in hostels, only our prisons, and I went down there again for help, but back then it was the only service in the community, so I knew they'd help me, so I went there this time again.
It was a pleasure having you. Have a good day.
Great talking to you. Thank you
much. Hiya Valerie, thanks for joining us today on St. Calpet Radio. How are you feeling about the interview?
Hi Sinead. I'm feeling good, a little bit nervous, but I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, I'm going to get straight into it and I'm going to ask you a question around your experience using community addiction services in Finglas and Cabra. What has that been like for you?
So being introduced to the services has changed my life. It's helped me to identify with my addiction. I was struggling for a long time to actually you know, identify myself as an addict. And when I walked through the doors in St. Calpe for the first time, I still didn't identify with that side of myself. And through the services now, it's helped me to, you know, accept myself for who I am and everything that I've come through over the years. St. Calpe services has like allowed me to release a lot of shame and guilt and rebuild my self-confidence.
Brilliant, brilliant. Were you taken aback to learn about the huge recovery community that there is in Finglas? I know you're from Finglas. Were you taken aback to kind of learn about how much support there was within your community and the huge impact of recovery community you had around you?
Yeah, I suppose like being from Finglas like all my life, and you know, being a part of the community, a very active member of the community, I did not, I known that addiction was rife in Finglas. And but for me growing up, I suppose I wasn't part of that, so I didn't really need to know about those services, which kind of surprised me when I got into St. Calpe to see how much support was in Finglas. And you know, for years not being able to reach out and ask for help because I didn't actually know who I could ask. I didn't even, it just was a lonely place. St. Calpe has introduced me to a broader community now, and like I said before, it's a family, and yeah, it's just, there's a lot more out there for people, and if we just kind of step out of our comfort zone, we can actually, you know, we can be a part of them services.
Brilliant. Thank you for sharing your recovery journey with us today, Valerie. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you, Sinead. It was great to be here.
How are you doing? Welcome to St. Calpe Radio. My name is Cormac, and today I have with me Dean. How are you doing? Dean, I'm just wondering if you could tell me a bit about your background, please.
Yeah. Came from the south side. I came from Condogan. Came up in an area where it was full of drugs and full of crime and stuff. I was easily led into it, but obviously coming into things now that I went through services, and obviously the services in the area were good enough, but it was just I kind of had to get out of my area to get the kind of help I needed. So when I came across St. Calpe, it was just a service that I kind of really got that belonging feeling in, you know. I went through the drug free and stuff like that, and now I'm actually walking in the service. So I'm walking in St. Calpe as a project worker. I do the outreach in the community, so I help people and I meet people where they're at. So it's kind of a giving back kind of feeling to me. I actually love doing the job that I'm doing. It doesn't even feel like it's work to me, to be honest. Being able to go out and see the people in the community and talk to them and see how they are and see what kind of their living situations are for them. And being able to come from that background, I can kind of give something of my experience to try help them along with things, you know?
Yeah. How do you find working for the services in St. Calpe? Like, what? Yeah, how do you find it? Like,
yeah, well, love it. As I said, I don't find it as kind of work. You know, I see this as an everyday kind of thing for me. Me giving back to a community that kind of gave to me and showed me how to live again without drugs, and being able to handle situations that I don't need to run to things and stuff. Yeah, it really helps me. I love walking there. It's kind of like a family kind of thing, you know. You feel welcome there. There's a bond that goes there, and yeah, I just love it. I really do, you know.
And thanks very much for coming on this morning. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
Listening.
I'm
to
here
you.
With Dean, who is a current client in St. Calpe Addiction Services. Hey, Dean.
How are you?
Would you like to tell me a bit about your background?
Yeah, I come from an area in Calpe, Dunard. It's only a small little area, but I would about it's full of crime and drugs, Gary. I would have been a good kid growing up, but I got attracted to that kind of stuff. I fed off that area. I always tried to live up to the things the older generation was doing, you know, and it didn't work out really well for me.
And how did you end up in treatment then?
I went to St. Kilp when I was 19, Gary, and I wasn't ready when I was 19, you know. I always wanted to do treatment, and then there last year I went back to St. Kilp, and I found St. Kilp, but he treated me normal, whatever normal is, you know. I felt I could trust them, I felt good vibes off them, and I was done. I knew I was done with drugs at this time, you know. I wasn't living a life, you know. I was just existing out there. I knew I needed an inside job, you know. Yeah.
And how did you find treatment?
I tell you the truth, I found it very, very difficult there. There's a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have talked about out here, because I didn't think I could trust anybody, you know. But I started opening up about things down there, and I must have left treatment 10 stone lighter with the honesty. I got real honest down there. There's not a thing that I held back in treatment, and treatment actually really saved me, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So, all that behind you, how is your life now then?
My life is great. Like, my partner is so supportive. The kids, I'm spending time with them that I never spent before, like real precious time. My life is hard, yeah, it is hard, but addiction is much harder, you know. So I'm very, very grateful for my life today and where I am today in life, yeah. And that's only down to St. Kilp really as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you really used the tools you've been given, haven't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, only.
Thanks very much, Dan. It was really good having you.
Thanks very much, Gary. Thank you.